and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A major university has issued a warning to its international students. CBS's Jim Crisula with the latest.
Duke University has sent out a notice advising its international students not to travel outside the U.S. over the summer break. The university says the advice applies to legal permanent residents and green card holders. Duke says students who must travel internationally should talk to the school's visa services liaison or contact an immigration lawyer.
The FDA is asking the food industry to stop using synthetic food dyes found in many items on supermarket shelves, and they plan to phase out 8 petroleum-based colors. FDA head Marty McCarry.
Taking petroleum-based food dyes out of the food supply is not a silver bullet that will instantly make America's children healthy, but it is one important step.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is defending himself against another assertion that he shared classified material through an unapproved and unsecured network, this time taking airstrike information from a military communications channel and sharing it in a chat with his wife, his brother, and others. CBS's Charlie Daggett says this is the second incident.
Calls into question his judgment in sharing highly sensitive information, including specific takeoff times, with people who clearly wouldn't have the kind of clearance to know that information. He insisted again, not classified, instead informal, unclassified coordinations.
The White House says Hegseth is doing a tremendous job. The Vatican says that Pope Francis will lie in state at St. Peter's Basilica starting tomorrow until his funeral, which will be held on Saturday. Francis is remembered as the People's Pope. His second cousin, Sister Anna Rosa Savory, works as a missionary in Thailand, and she spoke about him.
Very strong person, strong in the thinking, no? He will, whatever he will say.
The Oscars are embracing artificial intelligence, with a caveat.
Let's remember something. I put you where you are today.
Robert De Niro acknowledged AI helped alter his voice in The Alto Knights, and it enhanced Adrian Brody's Hungarian accent for his Oscar-winning performance in The Brutalist.
The people here, they do not want us here.
Now, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says artificial intelligence will not disqualify a movie from Oscar consideration, but it will favor films with more human involvement. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Opening statements begin tomorrow in former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's rape retrial, this time with a majority female jury deciding the landmark hashtag MeToo case. Weinstein has pleaded not guilty to rape and sexual assault charges. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Pacers in Indianapolis. The final 123-115 in favor of the Pacers. Indy dominated the game throughout. Bucks only pulling to within 5 points with just a few minutes left in the fourth quarter. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 34 points. Damian Lillard, in his first game back, played 37 minutes, scored 14 points. Game three of the series, Friday night in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. The Pacers now lead the best-of-seven series, 2 games to nothing. Baseball, Brewers and Giants playing tonight in San Francisco. NFL, the draft coming up in Green Bay on Thursday night. I asked Brian Gutekunst about a former first-round draft pick, Lucas Van Ness, and what does he expect from him this year at defensive end?
Yeah, we have high expectations for Lucas. We always kind of have. Obviously, we took him very early, but we're very excited where he is on his developmental path and expect big things from him this year. So certainly, if we're going to get to where we want to go to, he's going to be a big part of that.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly to mostly cloudy sky in the overnight with light winds that could lead to a little patchy fog. Otherwise, lows will drop to the upper 30s. Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, showers, even a few rumbles of thunder. Highs in the upper 60s, close to 70. Right now, it's 48.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome three filmmakers from the Milwaukee Film Festival. Toby Jones and Ben Hansen join the show to talk about their film, AJ Goes to the Dog Park, and Mark Evans talks about his film, The Diamond King.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, doctor, the advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know that as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Just for fair disclosure, me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. The bottom line, as I know, and you should know too, you can be raised by a single mom and still not be a jackass.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans.
Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh here on a special Earth Day edition. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. On Earth Day, we are live at Governor Nelson State Park on the north side of Madison. For those watching the stream, YouTube, Facebook, Twix, that's a combination of Twix and X, Twitter. All those streaming to YouTube as well, you can see a beautiful shot right now of the Lake Mendota behind us, some of the woods here at Governor Nelson State Park. The rain has cleared off a little bit. We appreciate that, and it's going to be a great day here at Governor Nelson State Park. Mr. Zommers, how are things across the lake in downtown Madison at the world headquarters? Sun's starting to come out down there as well, right?
Yeah, it's very similar to yesterday, the last couple of days, though. A little bit dreary, but I mean, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Right.
And where the temperature is slowly rising.
It's going to be a great day in the afternoon here for a beautiful Earth Day all across the state of Wisconsin. Tomorrow is going to be spectacular, they say. Always spectacular. He joins us every Tuesday now. We appreciate that. He has a brand new program debuting tomorrow with our new lineup on the Civic Media Radio Network. He'll now be on from 6 until 9 across the Civic Media Radio Network. Mornings with the aforementioned Pat Kreitlow. Pat joining us from Lake Wasota in a park. Is it that cold up there, Pat?
Hoodie. I got my gloves. I mean, I'm looking at you guys there, and it was perfectly fine in here before, but just another beautiful, warm spring afternoon here on Lake Wasota, right?
It's amazing how much weather can change just across the state of Wisconsin.
What's the wind chill ice over there? It looks like there should be ice on the lake there.
No, the waves are lapping the shores here. The beach, right. It's a beautiful day here.
Okay, all right.
Pat, it's great to have you along, and I appreciate the shtick. That's always appreciated. We have someone here I know that you're very familiar with as a former state legislator, former state senator a few years ago. Tia Nelson joins us here at the desk right now. Of course, she is the daughter of former Wisconsin governor and U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson, for which this park is named. Tia, we talked to you last year via StreamYard. I can't tell you what an honor and pleasure it is to have you here at the desk in person. And what does your family refer to this as?
Papa's Park.
Papa's Park.
Papa's Park. That's the grandkids especially.
I think it's fantastic. You know, Pat, your time in the legislature, you know how important things such as the Knowles Nelson stewardship is. Legislation like that. During your time in the state Senate, did you ever have a chance to work on these issues directly, or were they just not in line during your time in the Senate?
Well, the problem, as I told the story again this morning on our program, was that, you know, my time in the legislature coincided with the Great Recession, that the markets had collapsed, the economy, we were facing not the $4 billion surplus that they're dealing with now, but a $3 to $6 billion shortfall that we had to make up. And so there was a lot of pushback on any kind of investment and things like this, to the point where, and again, as I've told the story previously, when my legislation passed to name Highway 63, you know, for Gaylord Nelson running from Clear Lake up to Ashland, the only way that they would allow that earmark is if it had $0 attached to it to put up any markers. And near as I know, there are still no markers on that road anywhere in all the years that Republicans have led the legislature ever since. So I would love to see investment for at least that much, and then so much more, into Knowles Nelson, and to continue to have a thriving stewardship program in the state.
Yeah, are there still no markers, Tia?
All right, I knew. Thanks, Pat, for your efforts to honor my father. I'm grateful to you for that, and enjoyed working with you in the legislature. I knew the highway was designated, and I had no idea that there weren't. I confess, I had no idea that there was no signage up yet.
Well, I think that's something we should, Pat and I, and we can get our high horses here for what it's worth. We should gin this up. You got 3 hours now, Pat, starting tomorrow.
We can
do a campaign for this.
Does Pat, do you know how to bake? What about a cookie sale?
Right? Yeah.
I can do that. Whatever it takes, would be happy to do that. So we can talk about that tomorrow during the 3 hour extravaganza that I'm very much looking forward to. And then Jane Matinier and Greg Bach will follow from 9 to 11. And we come find you in the mid-afternoons now, which lets you sleep in a little bit more. I hope you're still going to do your Wednesday 7:50 appearances with me.
I will be up on your show, yes.
Maybe in your little footy pajamas if we have to wake you up that early. But
I'll be up having coffee.
Okay.
Pat, before we let you go, you're based up there in the beautiful Chippewa Valley. It's the 125th anniversary of Wisconsin State Parks. Talk just a minute about what this means across the state, but particularly in your neck of the woods for northern Wisconsin. So many fantastic Wisconsin State Parks up there.
It all comes back to the word stewardship, which is convenient for the program name, but it really is part of Wisconsin's DNA. Or at least it was for many until not that terribly long ago. Stewardship is a moral commitment of leaving a place in as good or better condition than you found it. And it was something that was and should remain second nature to most of us. There are always going to be people that want to, tear something down because, one more strip mall is okay, or one more golf course is okay. And, those wetlands are just swamps anyway. No, they're not. We've learned how much value is in those, especially with more flash flooding because of a changing climate. And we just simply have that about us, that we've appreciated our clean water. We see what it's like around other parts of the country, how much they would give to have the clean water we have here. And yet we have threats like never before from PFAS, from industrial runoff, from farm runoff, from high capacity deep wells. And so we lead in the pipes. So we always have to be mindful that stewardship is an ongoing thing. You never take it for granted. You never take for granted the investments in infrastructure in places like our national parks, like our state parks, like our county parks. And as long as there are still leading voices like the people that surround you down there, then Wisconsin will continue to be in good hands, because we have people that will not ever take stewardship for granted in this state.
Pat, we appreciate your time with us today. Appreciate your time in the state legislature as a Democrat. We're going to talk to former Republican State Senator Rob Coles at the bottom of the hour. And again, I just feel very strongly that this should be a nonpartisan,
yes,
or at least a bipartisan event here. That, we all, last time I checked, when we go out in a boat, the fish don't ask which party we belong to in order to bite, or the trees don't ask what party you belong to when they give off their oxygen. So to me, I just think this is something that brings Wisconsin together and is part of what makes Wisconsin great. We appreciate your time, Pat. Again, people can tune into you another additional hour starting tomorrow mornings with Pat Kreitlow across the network, 6 until 9. Thanks, Pat. Have a wonderful
day
up there in Lake Minnesota.
Take care. See you later.
All right. Thanks a lot. Pat Kreitel, everybody. Again, joining us at the table right now, Tia Nelson, daughter of former Wisconsin Governor and U.S. Senator Gaylor Nelson. We also have at the table as well, Mike Ring. He is the park manager here at Governor Nelson State Park. And Drew Howick, who is the president. Did I say that right? Sorry, right, very close. Good. I want to make sure I get it right. The president of the Friends of Governor Nelson State Park. Tia, talk just to give us just a moment, because you're not just the daughter of a former U.S. senator and governor. You, in your own right, have worked on environmental issues on the land trust, as I get it right, in the state of Wisconsin. You've done so much on your own. But on this day, as the daughter, just give us a personal reflection of what it means to be here at this beautiful state park named after your dad and his legacy.
Well, I'm delighted to be here and be on your program. I'm grateful to you, Todd, for doing the show, and I'm happy to be back again, this time in person. I love this park. I frequently come out here on New Year's Day and do some reflections on what I hope and aspire for in the new year. Try to buy my park sticker and get all of its value for the year. And there's a sign right behind us with the history and story of my father's life and a timeline of some of the milestones. I'd like to go over there and look at that. Usually give him a little kiss. Mm-hmm. So it's always a reflective time for me and a time of celebration. Think about the fact that Papa's original idea, this idea was to have teachers across the country speak to their students and interact and teach with their kids one day on the environment. And it was successful beyond his wildest dreams. 20 million people gathered on that day, largest public event in American history at the time. And I think it's a reminder to all of us of our connection with nature. And it is also, I think, an important reminder of the power of individual action and the fact that you don't always know the outcome. Papa couldn't have predicted that Earth Day would be an enduring celebration 55 years after its inception. And he, you know, that would delight him. And so I get a lot of satisfaction from that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Mike Ring, you're the park manager here at Governor Nelson State Park. You were so kind as to come on with us last year, and we appreciate you coming back today. Talk a little bit about this from a park manager's standpoint. 125 years of Wisconsin State Parks here, and being so close to the city of Madison, you get folks from all over the state, but this is a really well-used park, and I mean that in the best sense. You have all kinds of folks out here, correct?
Yeah. Last year, since I've been here, we've averaged between 300,000 and 355,000 people.
Wow.
Coming to the park. It is a day-use park with a boat launch in the beach area. I'm the only full-time year-round staff that we have here. And I can't do it alone, though. So I have paid staff, and I have a lot of volunteers who help out here and really do the work that that I can't. I can't alone, and we can't together.
Talk about a couple of things that if people want to, if they're in the, if they're listening to us on WMDX in Madison or WRCE in Richland Center, those are easy day events. But people listening all across the state that might come down to Madison for one reason or another, mm-hmm. I'd encourage them to come out here and discover this park. Talk about some of the things from the beaches to the trails. There's something for every, it's not just, oh, come out and hang out at the beach.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds of things to do here.
There is, yeah. I mean, it's four seasons of fun as well. So we have 7 miles of hiking trails here in the park. Through prairies, through Oak Savannah, through Oak Woodland, traveling next to, 2,000 years of burial mounds. We have the beach area and picnic area, of course. We have a pet swim area down on the other side of the lake for people to let their dogs go for a little swim.
I love it.
We have, in the wintertime, it turns into cross-country ski trails.
Yeah.
And so we groom the ski trails whenever we can, which hasn't been great this past couple of years, to be honest. But, right. We do get four seasons of fun out of them as well.
Very good. Well, we're going to come back and talk about the friends group here. It takes a village, as they say, and there's some great friends that are supporting Governor Nelson State Park. Our show rolls on live here from Governor Nelson State Park in Madison, Wisconsin.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes.
Belted Kingfisher right
can
over there.
Make me cry.
Hovering and...
Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Little John Denver here for an Earth Day for you. We are live on location at one of the great state parks in the state of Wisconsin, Governor Nelson State Park, on the north side of Lake Mendota here in Dane County. And our park, this is why you want to have a good park manager around, knows nature, because you pointed out one of the birds, what was flying around.
Yeah, belted kingfisher was just flying over here, and I haven't seen one of those this spring. So
look at that.
Good to see that they're starting to come back.
Glad to have you along. I'm Mike Rain, of course, is the park manager here at Governor Nelson State Park. We have Tia Nelson here. So very honored. She is the daughter of former governor and U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, Gaylord Nelson, who, of course, is the founder of Earth Day, in which this park is named. And right now, I want to bring on Drew Howick here at the table with us live on location. He is the president of the Friends of the Governor Nelson State Park. Howard, thank you so much for being here, and tell us just a little bit about your role as president of the Friends.
Well, there's been a group of us anywhere from 5 to 20 that have been showing up once a week for 48 weeks a year on Tuesdays, and we've been doing whatever the seasons require. So right now we're starting to get into invasive seasons. We just came off of brush cutting and so on. You know, we've been doing this for almost 10 years, and we had a, I'll put the quote, opportunity come up because there's a structure on this property called the Hogan House. Mm-hmm. It was built in 1950, and it's the only existing structure, closed structure from Camp Wakanda, Old Brook, and Indianola.
Wow.
From the 70s. It's the only structure that remains. And one time we were looking at it, and Mike says, yeah, I've got to figure out, are we going to take this down or are we going to renovate it? And we all looked at each other and said, we're going to renovate it. And Mike says, well, we need money to renovate it, and this doesn't fall into the DNR's priority list.
Right.
And I said, okay, well, how do we do it? And he goes, well, you got to form a friends group.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay. So I brought in a builder and an architect. We looked at the structure. They both said, yep, you got to keep it. So we formed last summer a 501c3 called the Friends of Governor Nelson State Park. And we are incorporated. We're legal. Mm. We have a brochure right here.
Look at this, right my hands right here. Here. We'll take a photo of that and put up on our website. Thank
right.
you so
and
much.
So we have been raising funds. So we just met the first goal of the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund. And so we matched it. Mm-hmm. And we now have the funds to start the renovation project of that Hogan House.
Wow.
And our goal is to make that an accessible structure where people can come and use it as a warming house, a meeting house, school kids come together, an educational center. The vision is evolving of it, but goal one was to start the process.
I just think I love every part about this because, unfortunately, monies haven't kept up, in my opinion, on the state legislature side in putting money into state parks. But I think this is just the quintessential Wisconsinite in a group of you saying, look, okay, fine. I mean, we should be doing this another way, but we're not going to let opportunity go by and folks come together and raise money and save part of this history in the state of Wisconsin, because once those things are gone, they're gone.
Right. Right, and many of these buildings, if you go back and look at the research of the pictures of Camp Indianola, Wakanda, and Olbrich, they used to be many structures, and people from all over the nation used to come to these different camps. Mm-hmm. Some were Y camps, some were religious-affiliated camps, and so on. So this property held three different camps for 20, 30 years and had structures, but all of those have gone away except for the one that I mentioned.
Tyler, listening to us in Columbia County on WMDX, says, being north of Madison, Nelson State Park is my closest and my favorite park to ride the bike and to enjoy the weather. It's nice having the park system, and it's why my motorcycle also gets a state park sticker. So how about that? It doesn't matter how you get here, whether it's a bike or car or canoe or however, or kayak across the lake. Everybody can come and enjoy this park.
That's right. And dogs are welcome as long as they're on leash,
yeah,
Mike will point
leash,
out.
Right.
You're right. And what we've noticed is the number of visitors to this park, starting with COVID, of course, really has increased.
And if people want to get involved and either in giving or in action, you have a website here called, it's just friendsofgov, Nelson, NELSON.ORG. And Mr. Zomers could put that up on our website there. Again, it's friendsofgovnelson.org. Any other things coming up? About 3 minutes left here before the bottom break. Any other events you want to plug for the Friends?
Well, we have our first annual meeting on May 8th in the town of Westport, and we have Jim Buchholz, who's a former park supervisor. He'll be speaking about his visits of All State Park. He just put out a new book, a 400-page tome of all the state parks in the state of Wisconsin. So he'll be speaking. That's a big event for us. And then we have the 50th anniversary celebration of this park is on, I'm looking at Mike, July.
Yeah, it's in July.
July.
Yeah, it'll be the it's the 50th anniversary of when the first parcel was purchased for the park.
Yeah.
So we're celebrating 50 years this year. When the state is also celebrating 125 years of state parks.
Yeah.
So it's a big year for us.
Mike, about a minute here. Any other things that you'd like to make sure we know across statewide about this particular park coming up here in 2025?
We always have a big Earth Day celebration, like today, getting the governor's office out to do work and to do a lot of things here.
Governor Evers was here earlier, right?
Yeah. Him and all the secretary's staff were all here. And we, we're always looking for more volunteers. We're always looking for members of our friends group. We're always looking forward to hire staff and for people to help out here. It's a wonderful park where we do a lot of teaching, and we can hire and teach people to do whatever they want on the land that makes them happy. And it's just a really good, accessible park.
Tia, 30 seconds or so. Did your dad envision this particular park yet when he was still alive?
No, he didn't. I was here with him for the ribbon cutting, and I don't remember.
That was 1986, I think, if my shovel is correct.
Yeah, if you're sure. Yeah, well, I had the ribbon.
Nice.
Renee presented, you know, like it was some royal piece of fabric. It was so sweet of her, the ribbon that came from the ribbon cutting. Yeah. But he was delighted. And, you know, the original idea around the Outdoor Recreation Action Program, which became Knowles Nelson, was that there'd be outdoor recreation accessible to everyone across the state, and there are projects in every corner of the state, and that's great for everybody.
Mike Ring, Park Manager, Drew Howick, the President of the Friends Group, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate everything you guys are doing. Stay with us. Come back. Talk with Tia and former Republican State Senator Rob Coles. He's part of the reason that my sticker is good for an entire year. We'll come back and talk with him about that. We're live on location at Governor Nelson State Park on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Dozens of foreign students attending universities nationwide are suing to stop their visas from being revoked as the Trump administration terminates their records in an online database. CBS's Nicole Skenga.
Keep in mind, all of this is playing out as the State Department has said it's using AI to comb over social media of foreign students to identify threats, including possible connections to Hamas or other terrorist groups.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants to ban 8 food dyes found in things like cereal and sports drinks.
I was talking with my staff about these petroleum-based dyes, and I said if they want to add petroleum, they want to eat petroleum, they ought to add it themselves at home.
Who will succeed Pope Francis? CBS's Seth Doan is in Rome.
Pope Francis really tried to elevate cardinals from different parts of the world, unknown church leaders, and part of that is not knowing how they might vote. So that is the wild card.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Pacers in Indianapolis. The final 123-115 in favor of the Pacers. Indy dominated the game throughout. Bucks only pulling to within 5 points with just a few minutes left in the fourth quarter. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 34 points. Damian Lillard, in his first game back, played 37 minutes, scored 14 points. Game 3 of the series, Friday night in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. The Pacers now lead the best-of-seven series, 2 games to nothing. Baseball, Brewers and Giants playing tonight in San Francisco. NFL, the draft coming up in Green Bay on Thursday night. I asked Brian Gutekunst about a former first-round draft pick, Lucas Van Ness, and what does he expect from him this year at defensive end?
Yeah, we have high expectations for Lucas. We always kind of have. Obviously, we took him very early, but we're very excited where he is on his developmental path and expect big things from him this year. So certainly, if we're going to get to where we want to go to, he's going to be a big part of that.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. I identify with that film, in which there is an implicit reference to St. Francis. Those are the words of Pope Francis, who passed away last Monday at the age of 88. The Pope was referring to the film La Strada by Federico Fellini, which was his favorite. As it turns out, he was quite the cinema buff. The Pope said in an interview about 10 years ago he was always a fan of movies dating back to his childhood in South America, adding that he owes his love for the big screen to his parents for taking him to the theater at an early age. Pope Francis said he identified with the teachings of St. Francis of Assisi due to the themes of love and suffering. Probably no surprise, that was the inspiration for his chosen papal name. Video game adaptations are alive and well, and it seems they will be with us for a long time, or until they run out of video games to adapt. Universal Studios is jumping into said world and teaming up with director Michael Bay and producer Sydney Sweeney to bring OutRun to the big screen. There is no cast attached yet, as the project is in the early stages of development. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly to mostly cloudy sky in the overnight with light winds that could lead to a little patchy fog. Otherwise, lows will drop to the upper 30s. Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, showers, even a few rumbles of thunder. Highs in the upper 60s, close to 70. Right now, it's 48.
Hi, everyone. Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time at our new time slot, 2 until 4, and Matt Solomon from Cracked.com talking about SNL at 50. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green
Welcome
River.
Welcome back to the Todd Albaugh Show, live on location on this Earth Day at Governor Nelson State Park here on the north shores of Lake Mendota in Dane County. Glad to have you along for a special edition. I'm joined here at the table by Tia Nelson, the daughter of former Wisconsin Governor and U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson, who founded Earth Day and for whom this wonderful state park is named. It really has turned into a beautiful day, Tia.
It sure has. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, happy to have you here. Happy to have our next guest as well. He is a former Republican state senator that represented the greater Green Bay area up until January, the longest serving Wisconsin state senator in the state Senate, certainly longest serving Republican state senator, and now getting ready to announce the Packers selection of the NFL draft. Former right. State Senator Rob Coles, who joins us from our great studios at WGBW. Senator Coles, thanks for being here.
Well, Todd, I got to tell you, when I got a call from Tia a few days ago, I thought, I have to accept this draft. She drafted me here. You know, that's the word of the day up here. We're all abuzz in Green Bay, and we're going to have tons of people. And I just want to say the Packers are pretty darn sustainable. This is Earth Day. Yeah. And it's an honor to be on the show with Tia, who's a classy gal that carries the mission that her father started so well. And it's just great to be on the show with her and thank her and honor her dad on Earth Day. And it's great that you're at, Governor Nelson Park. And the parks, we gotta make our parks vibrant, and they've fallen mm-hmm. down. Anybody that's been in a lot of parks. So that's why stewardship, which funds the parks and many other things, municipal trails and all sorts of infrastructure, does so many things for outdoor recreation and tourism and bringing people to the state. It's a critical issue to continue it because the fund is ending and it's a flashpoint in the state budget. I'm optimistic that it'll get done, but it's important to talk about, what this stewardship fund, the Knowles-Nelson, Governor Knowles, a Republican, Governor Nelson years ago, a Democrat, and that indicated, the bipartisan aspect of this whole fund and what we do for our outdoor recreation resources. So it's great to be here and emphasize that because it's got to get done.
Yeah.
I'm really grateful to you, Rob, for joining us today. And also sure. just want everyone to know what a pleasure it was working across the aisle to get a bunch of important environmental stuff for all Wisconsinites done working together. I loved our time in the legislature, and you did a lot to protect special lands and clean air and clean water, and I'm forever grateful to you.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for being such a classy person and mentioning that. And I thank you for your ongoing commitment. A lot of people could just go off into retirement and do nothing, but you're out there working it. And you know, generations have to be reminded, you know, how do we pay for all this stuff? And, you know, making it the special state that it is, and making it available not only to the people that live here, but to tourists, and have a wonderful experience. So thank you for everything you do in regard to that, Tia. Thank you so much.
The last 3 minutes should be an example for people who don't get it or don't know or didn't have the privilege that I had to kind of seeing behind the curtain how the legislation, how the sausage is made. This is real, you guys, listening all across the state. I've known Senator Coles a long time. I worked for Dale Schultz in the state Senate, another guy who is a conservation-minded guy. And you know, what you're hearing from Senator Coles is not just because he's here on Earth Day. He was saying this stuff when he was a Republican state senator. And Tia, I've known for a long time. And forgive me, Tia, forgive me for tell us the official title when you were working for the state. Was it the Land Wisconsin Trust?
It's an awkward title, which is why you can't remember it. I was executive secretary to the Wisconsin Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, which
That's why
nobody remembers it.
but you... And that's something that Senator Coles knows, because I would go up, and Senator Coles, you can tell part of this story if you want, but we would go up when Senator Ellis was president of the Senate, and you know, Rob Coles used to hang out there, and Luther Olson and Dale Schultz, and you know, Mike Ellis would sit there and say, "We have got to take care of Tia," you know, and I mean, you wouldn't find anybody that was more of a Republican, conservative, old school than Mike Ellis, but he was very, very proud to work with you, Tia, and keeping that very important part of our state alive.
Yeah, Senator Ellis was a great leader and a great friend, and I was proud of our friendship, and he helped advance a lot of good causes. He's sorely missed. And you know, when you the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund, think about it for a moment. My father was the originator of an idea that it had a different name, the Outdoor Recreation Acquisition Program, funded by a penny a pack tax on cigarettes. It was some years later, and Papa's governor, it's wildly popular among urban residents, rural residents, Democrats, Republicans, independents, and there was a project and for everyone in the state to enjoy the places that make Wisconsin so special. And the program was so wildly popular that the Republican governor who succeeded my father grew, strengthened, and expanded the program, Warren Knowles, which is why it's named after my dad and Warren Knowles. And there were two great leaders from different parties working together to protect the places that make Wisconsin so special. And Rob's done that, and Ellis did that. And you mentioned Luther Olson. I have a lot of respect for all of them, and they've really helped do important things to protect nature and public lands in Wisconsin.
Senator Coles, explain from a former state senator's standpoint, with the Nelson Knowles Stewardship Fund, what does this actually do for Wisconsinites, not just in your former Senate district, but what does this mean for the average Wisconsinite to have this there? What does it do for them in their real lives?
Well, it helps keep the parks better maintained. We're talking water infrastructure. There are a number of bills in recent years that actually supplemented Knowles Nelson because there wasn't enough money to do everything that needed to be done. As far as water infrastructure, you know, trails, campgrounds, beaches, you know, any of those could be related to some like municipal areas also that they're trying to apply to the fund. It's a competitive situation. Typically, you've got to have some seed money in there. So Knowles Nelson doesn't pay for the whole thing. It would pay for a significant part of it. So there's all sorts of wild areas and hunting grounds and places that people can both hunt and fish that aren't necessarily state parks, state forests. It's just a whole panorama of things that make our state, I would say, so vibrant and special people want to get out and do things. They, you know, it's warming up finally, except for you folks in the winter coats there. You're a little bit cold there today.
A little windy, but otherwise.
We have an incredible number of people that fish, incredible number of people that hunt. They need places to do that in a growing state. It's not 1850 when there were hardly anybody here. So now we're up to 5.5 million people. So the importance of the fund, it's not just the maintenance part. It's buying those precious parcels when they come available so the people of the state and the people that want to visit our state can get in there and recreate in various ways, hunt, fish, walk, trails, you name it. It's such a multifaceted thing, and without it, without this resource, we'd be diminished greatly. So it's really a powerful tool to make things happen with friends groups that want to do one thing or another. And I want to applaud all the friends groups that help make our state resources so vibrant.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, Rob, thanks for talking about the importance of the infrastructure in our public lands. And it's not just our state parks, it's state forests, which are producing timber and helping a critical economic engine in northern Wisconsin, all of those lands open for hunting and fishing. But here at Governor Nelson State Park, the boat launch, which gets heavy usage in the summertime here in beautiful Lake Mendota, on the shores of beautiful Lake Mendota, that boat launch was built with money from the Stewardship Fund. And so, I read a statistic the other day. There is a stewardship acquired parcel of land within a short driving distance of 99% of the citizens of Wisconsin. And nature-based tourism is a huge economic driver in the state as well. So it brings in a lot of value beyond the aesthetics and beauty of being in nature, having the opportunity to hunt and fish, so on.
We're talking with Tia Nelson, who is the daughter of former Wisconsin Governor and U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson, here at Governor Nelson State Park on location, and former Republican State Senator Rob Coles, who joins us from our station WGBW in Green Bay. Senator Coles, I want to pick up on a couple of things that you started out saying. Tia was expanding on them. Number one, the stewardship fund, and again, I'm not trying to make this specifically partisan, but I'm trying to address things that I know come up on a partisan level. Some people may say, well, you know, this is basically just welfare for the environmentalists. You said it. These are seed monies to start. And then you have people like we had on earlier with Drew, the president of the Friends Group here. They're not getting paid anything. They're coming out here and supplementing that seed money with volunteer work and raising private money on their own. So there's a public and private match, which I think is important. Right. And number two, Senator Coles, you know, I don't want to be too partisan, but, you know, okay, you might say, well, more Republicans are tending to be hunters out there. I don't think that's always true, but that's a stereotype out there. These monies for stewardship, look, if you're a guy or a gal that's a pheasant hunter or a turkey hunter or a deer hunter or a fisherman, these monies help you recreate.
Well, absolutely. And recreate in parks at certain designated times of the year, where it's not recommended that you hike in there, that there's deer hunting going on in parks certain times of the year, and so on, whether it's pheasants or, whatever the season might be. So we need to have these parcels available for folks because they're becoming less available as the state grows, there's more population. So open spaces are critical. And I guess we know not everybody supports it. But when you explain to them all the different things that Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund does, I think they understand, yeah, we want that. This is something that I might do, a person might say. You know, it's not just for hikers. It's not just for someone cross-country skiing, although all these things are important. Right. It's for the hunter. It's a fisherman. Yeah. People need a place to go. Up in this part of the state, okay, a number of those boat launches have been paid for with stewardship money. How do you get your boat in the water? Or if you're going with someone else, it's like you got to have access points. Right. So this does that. This fund does that. Yeah. And these things aren't necessarily cheap, and they're hard to pay for within municipal budgets oftentimes because they tend to be one-time hits.
Bingo.
It's a multifaceted, powerful tool that needs to be funded, and I'm optimistic that the people there are people working on this, trying to negotiate it. Yep. You know, something with the governor, and I'm hopeful that it happens.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. Your timing, Goodfellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like, security, and you're just like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans. Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Whenever I need to leave it all behind, I'll feel the need to get away.
Welcome back to Governor Nelson State Park, the Town Hall Ball Show, live on location on this Earth Day here. Need to get away. Get out and, as the kids say, touch grass. No better place to do that than a state park or a state recreation area here. 125-year anniversary of Wisconsin State Parks. We are proud to be here, joined at the desk on location by Tia Nelson, daughter of former Wisconsin Governor and U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson, for whom this park is named, and joining us from our great station, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and also of Pete Schwabba and Nightlight in the evening. It's going to be the Rob Coles Show. So former State Senator Rob Coles joins us from WGBW. What do you think, Senator? Maybe we bring you on and talk about sailing. We could do a sailing segment now and again. You're a big sailor.
Yeah, I'm going to try to do more that I'm now that I'm not in the legislature. And
right, yeah. Rob has spent how many years sailing dangerous waters? Yeah.
And survived barely.
Hey, Rob, I didn't know that sailing was such a big part of your identity until I emailed you, and what your email address has Door County Sailor in it or something like that.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, right, wow, the right. Things I don't know about the guy.
Well, Tia, but come on out and go sailing with me sometime.
Oh, know, boy. I'll do it.
Our mutual friend, my former boss, Dale Schultz, has gone
sailing.
He's been sailing,
out with me several times.
And Senator Coles refers to Dale as Gilligan.
So, I might have to check with Dale before I accept Rob's invitation, see what the safety factor is. I don't want to
he's a great sailor, I've heard.
Okay. Yeah.
I want to bring this up because I had not bought my state park sticker yet today, and the machine here is to do it physically manually is out of order, but they have this great QR code, so I scanned it with my phone. I bought my sticker this morning on my phone when I came in, and I want to read you this when it came up. It says a vehicle emission pass is required for entry, goes on and on. The 12-month state park and forest vehicle emission pass is valid for 12 months from time of purchase with unlimited vehicle entry to all properties, unquote, and it goes from there. Now, it used to be you'd buy your sticker and it was just good for the season. Now, I get 12 months. And one of the main author of this is State Senator Rob Coles. Rob, tell us a little bit about how this legislation came to pass and getting it signed.
I became aware of it, and my staff, Evan Miller, and I, we worked this. And right offhand, I can't remember who our assembly author was. But, yeah, if you were at a park at, you know, mid-year or a month before the end of the year and you bought the sticker, it was only good for that time to the end of the year. Well, that's ridiculous with computers. So right. Now when you buy it, you'll get a whole 12 months from that point. Now that's where computers help us. Mm-hmm. So we think that this will generate more money for the parks, where it's just more convenient and fairer for citizens that somebody that's they're taking a walk in the winter, or they're in a park any time of the year, they should be able to get the whole 12 months when they buy that sticker, not wait till January 1. It's ridiculous. So,
well, and I think
anyhow,
this is a great
so this is something that probably should have been done a long time ago, but it wasn't for whatever reason. So now it's there, and you know, we want people to be treated fairly, and we think will generate more money for the parks too.
Right. I just think it's a great, you know, we hear all the politically sexy headlines of how things fall apart and how Republicans and Democrats are going at each other's throats. I don't think that success stories like this that actually do something for people's daily lives get enough credit, because, you know, my mom was a single
coverage.
Mom. My parents got divorced when I was like 10, 11. And one of the few things that my mom could afford doing on the weekends with my sister and I is we went here to Governor Nelson State Park. We went to a couple other state parks in Southwest, Governor Dodge in Southwest Wisconsin, Devil's Lake at Baraboo. You buy a park sticker. And thanks to your legislation, Senator Coles, Republican, bipartisan bill, Democratic Governor Tony Evers signs it into law, and you're making it easier for whether it's single parents or families or whomever to come here and enjoy this park, all these parks in Wisconsin, and as you said, generate revenue. That's a success story, and I think it deserves credit, and I thank you for what you did.
Well, no problem. I was a public servant, and I still plan on being one as time goes by, but it's one of those small pieces of legislation that will benefit people. Now, there's... Are we going to be talking about any of the,
two minutes left here.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's like 2 minutes left while we have Senator Cole still here. Anything you want to touch on? Because, I'm not trying to make too much of this, but in today's world, knowing that how you guys have worked together all these years, I saw it and took it for granted. And now we just never... rarely, I'll say, hear about this thing. Your friendship with Senator Coles and other Republicans is real, and you've actually been able to do things.
Well, we all see ourselves as public servants, proud public servants. I'm very honored that next week I'm receiving from the Tommy Thompson, our former Republican governor, who, by the way, acquired more public land as governor than my father did, which is remarkable. He's quite proud of it. And I'm receiving the Tommy Thompson Distinguished Public Leadership Award. I'm super proud about it.
Congratulations.
That. But there's a lot of us who have worked across the aisle to do the right thing. And certainly Rob is one of those people. And when the first Earth Day happened, the United States Senate adjourned. Everyone went back to their districts. Subsequent to that, a Republican president, Richard Nixon, created the Environmental Protection Agency. The Clean Water Act and the Clean Air Act were both passed almost unanimously. And so we have a long, important history of working together on these issues.
Yeah. Rob Coles, State Senator Rob Coles, we appreciate you being here. You're always welcome. Thanks for everything you do. Happy Earth Day to you, my friend.
Yeah, happy Earth Day to you, Todd.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for being with us, Rob.
Thanks so much. Come on back. Tia's going to stay with us, be joined by James Edward Mills, talk history of our state parks. Take your phone calls as well on Civic Media.
Thank you.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A major university has issued a warning to its international students. CBS's Jim Crisula with the latest.
Duke University has sent out a notice advising its international students not to travel outside the U.S. over the summer break. The university says the advice applies to legal permanent residents and green card holders. Duke says students who must travel internationally should talk to the school's visa services liaison or contact an immigration lawyer.
The FDA is asking the food industry to stop using synthetic food dyes found in many items on supermarket shelves, and they plan to phase out 8 petroleum-based colors. FDA head Marty McCary.
Taking petroleum-based food dyes out of the food supply is not a silver bullet that will instantly make America's children healthy, but it is one important step.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is defending himself against another assertion that he shared classified material through